Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome to the Ryback Show Live. Happy Saturday, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages listening around the world. I am your host, the big guy, Ryback. Streaming live on TikTok and IG. We have some TikTok news, which I think old Fabrice from above is pulling some strings for the big guy. And we'll see if he can do a clean sweep of the social media. We'll talk about that in a minute. But I appreciate you guys joining the live streams. Swing on over here, guys, to Ryback TV on YouTube, where you're the co-host of the show. The ebb and flow of the show goes where your questions goes. Health, fitness, supplementation, life, sports, pro wrestling, mindset, politics, anything and everything in between on that. Super chats are greatly appreciated and contribute to the big guy's Starbucks and shoulder relief fund on that, and also a way for you to get a shout out and brought up on the screen. And it does make it a little easier when there's sometimes multiple things and questions on there to get it answered on the show. We are streaming on Twitter. Not Twitter. I take that back. Botch. Stupid. We are streaming on Facebook at Ryback Reeves and Twitch at Ryback Rules on that. This show is available on all podcast platforms. iTunes reviews are greatly appreciated. Guys, just takes a second. If you have iTunes, go on there. Leave a nice review. Leave a nice comment. If you don't like the show, don't leave one. If you like the show, please. Everything helps on there. Guys, available everywhere podcasts are played, moving up the podcast charts. I want to get those numbers up even further on there because we stream live everywhere on this show. So overall, we have one of the best shows when everything is factored in. Unfortunately, it takes away from the audio doing it live everywhere else at the same time. But I prefer it that way. I think it's better overall for me, but I would like it to reflect on the charts a little more on that too. So this show is brought to you by Feed Me More Nutrition, my premium supplement line, sweetened with stevia and monk fruit, no harmful artificial sweeteners or colors, vegan friendly for all people, he, she, and thee, feedmemore.com. We've got a lot of cool discounts right now, 30% off for new customers, discount code in there, Ryback 30 with that. And we've also got 20% for returning customers. Feed me 20, feed me 20, free bottle of our 1-2-3 muscle joint tendon support formula, guys. Right now we have a buy one, get one free on the Finish It branch chain amino acid electrolyte pump matrix. Discount code BCAA BOGO. That's in the description on YouTube, as well as the two sweet blood sugar support formula. Buy one, get one free on that. Discount code sweet BOGO, sweet BOGO. All the Ryback merch, everything on the website, the drinkware, the accessories, the hats, the sweaters, the workout tank tops. We've got a whole deal. We've got the new South Park merch up and available on different things. Check that all out, guys. Feedmemore.com. All right, kicking off this Saturday. Let's get going. What do we got going on? Just got back, had to run some errands, took the dogs to the park, grabbed a coffee, swung by the bank. And here we are. I'm doing a 24-hour fast. I did my feeding time video yesterday, and I actually put the video up because Usually there was a bit of a delay because I'd have to wait for it to upload into my iCloud and then send it over to Fabrice all the way in France, even though it was just, I just say that like that. It's a, like, it's not like snail mail. It's there instantly once it down uploads and downloads. And then send him like the thumbnail image, and he would do all his little work and send it all back. And then I would just upload it for Monday. But I was able to, I'm actually, he always left me with all copies of everything. And I never really understood. And I mean, I knew it was important to have copies of stuff, but you never think you're going to be without somebody with all this. And man, I just look at all his work and it makes me a little sad. It makes me a lot of sad. I go through it. You got 7 years of work, you know, and some of it's been deleted. A lot of it's been deleted, some outdated stuff, but I've got 7 years of content, all categorized in different things. Some of it not categorized. And so I'm able to, I'm just shocked. Like years ago, I remember when I started YouTube, I didn't understand tagging. Like YouTube seemed so foreign to me because I'd never used it. It is as anybody, I guess you just use a new platform. And then I've really, you know, I'm so much better at all of this compared to 7 years ago and not knowing a thing about social media and Gary Vaynerchuk saying, this is the way, you got to be good at this. You got to get good at this. And I was like, I gotta go all in on this. And it's allowed me to fight this suppression and everything going on, at least to some degree, which I've got to get it fixed. And speaking of, but I always on feeding time, I was able to get the video done on my own. I literally did it on my own. And it didn't take more than like 15, 20 minutes. Very simple. It's nowhere near as good as what Fabrice could do, but it's also not horrible. And so I'll be all right on the YouTube end of things. Clips are a little more difficult, just time consuming, but I can get that done here and there. So I'm looking, I go, there's times at night and I'm working on my shoulder. I go, I'll just, if I could dedicate 30 minutes to trying to get some clips, I should be able to do that. I'm going to have to find people for the marketing. There's no way I can't make. And I say that from the time standpoint, it will take away from me getting my shoulder. And like, if I just was doing this, that might be a little different story, but I would be nowhere near as good as him. Nowhere near. And it would take me a million times longer. But I could get better, and I will get better at the things as I have the last 7 years. And, you know, I've always found a way when faced with adversity or anything happens. And, you know, with the Fabrice stuff like this, it's a big blow. I can't, and just more, not even just not talking, just, you know, professionally, personally with all that. So, but I was saying earlier, TikTok sent me a message on the app for all of you. I've told you guys that TikTok kicked me off the creator fund, or banned me, I'm sorry, for 6 months at the end of October of 2022 for reasons unknown to me. I just had a thing in the app that said, you're no longer have access to the creator fund. We're not paying me. And my account became much more restricted, and my views dropped. So which they implemented another shadow ban of sorts when that happened, because they, and then I sent probably damn near 100 requests in different things, probably well over that on all the, through Twitter, through the app, through their legal forms. They got back to me several times on the legal forms through the legal department, whatever, on to file a thing with a claim on the account. And they told me that they have reviewed it and that they could not reinstate me to the creator fund. And they changed the reason twice. One, they said harassment. And then the other one, they came back. One was bullying. And then the second one was for harassment. And I said, that's not anything that I do on my account. I said, I do comedy. I said, so is it possible something got interpreted as something different? I go, but a lot of your community guideline violations you reverse on that. I said, can you please tell me specifically what post that caused you to do this to me, in which they would not tell me. So that tells me that there was nothing had been done, because if you can't tell somebody specifically what they've done, and then it turns out 2 days ago, they notified me and they said, after careful review, after 4.5 months, of not paying you or doing anything, we have found that you have done nothing wrong and you have been reinstated into the creator fund. Now, unfortunately, my account remains shadow banned and suppressed. I've followed up with multiple messages. I've yet to hear back. And I've asked, I go, are you guys going to be compensating me from November all the way through March on the creator fund? I go, that's not even counting all the shadow ban stuff that you guys have done to my account to drop my views, which hurts me on my supplements, on my branding, on the perception of me with everything. And I'm waiting to see. I don't expect anything to hear. But this is just, again, so you guys can see. And I posted it on my Twitter so you can see the image and that like I'm not making this up. And I'll gladly post it in my IG stories and that this is a real problem. And it's something, you know, how do you get kicked off the creator fund when you haven't done anything wrong? So clearly there are people in these companies. If you don't want to believe the WWE thing, there's clearly still something going on with all of this that shouldn't be going on. And unfortunately, it's every platform. And like YouTube, I'm now dealing with the legal department. I've had to threaten YouTube legally to get it moved to the legal department because they won't help me schedule a meeting in person to talk to somebody. And they won't close the case. Because if you look at my YouTube, the YouTube's the worst it's ever been on it as well. So I know it's like beating a dead horse, but I've got to get out of this one way or the other. This is the only thing I can do. And you guys in raising awareness and you guys tweeting Elon Musk, that's the best thing that you can do. And tweet these companies, send them things like, hey, why aren't you showing me Ryback's videos? How come I have to go search for him to find him or this and that? It will help me because I can't, if I give up, I lose. And I've just got to make that very, if I give up, you lose. So you got to fight. It's not just fighting for fairness. That's all. I'm not fighting for anything. I'm just fighting hey, let me just be seen by my followers that I've earned. I don't think that's asking for too much. Hello. Yeah, they did do a lot to Trump as well. But you got to remember, I'm not political either, but it is unfortunately tied into WWE. And they are a very powerful, elite, multi-billion dollar company with connections all around the world. And I've won everything. They're not happy about it. And the longer this goes on, the more people justify that it's okay too. Where they go, oh, it's been almost 7 years. But it's been going on for 7 years. I've been vocal about it for probably six. So like we need to... Like, and every year that goes by, people think like, oh, you're just irrelevant. No, I'm not. I'm one of the most followed pro wrestlers in the world. Like this is and that's despite all this stuff going on. So how popular would I be if this wasn't going on? Right. And so this is where how much money is this costing me? How much is it slowing my growth? It's very serious. It's very serious. And I've got to get it fixed. All right, let's get to the super chats. All right, that's out of the way. Thank you guys for listening to my problems. Grim Reefer, thank you very much, buddy, saying rest in peace, Fabrice, and rest in peace to Milo as well, your dog buddy. Tough week for some of us here with everything. And I was just talking to his son again the other day, yesterday, and man, he's being cremated and he'll have the urn and the remains on Tuesday. And he's told me, he goes, that's when it's going to really set in for him, which I'm sure it's already set in. But I just like find myself at multiple points. Like it's a pretty lonely feeling in the sense that because, you know, a lot of things have changed. I've done this when I walked out and walked away into wrestling to get my health back and to fight all this. And I stopped doing appearances to take care of Sophie. So I've had to kind of isolate myself. But in that isolation, I've had people still close to me. And he was the closest the whole time. So it's, you find yourself like everything you're doing. And it was always, he was part of everything I was doing. He knew what I was fighting for and why I'm doing what I'm doing. And he knew what kind of person I was, more so because he dealt with me daily on it. And, you know, it sucks. I even feel bad. There was even a moment maybe over a year ago where I got I was stressed of all this stuff going on. And sometimes I would just be frustrated and didn't want to talk because I would just be going. And he was always loved communicating with me and talking. And I just like kind of backed off for a little bit and just like kept it professional. And then like one day and I'm glad I've got to at least tell him that we didn't end on, we never like fighting or arguing. And he was with me like in this. And I always told him that, made sure, I go, I don't care if I ever get mad at you or anything. I go, you're in this with me to the end and vice versa. Like I will pay you and you're with me like I like you. You are a friend. Like that, you're not just a business associate. You are a friend with this. There was a time when I just explained to him, and he knew. Like I just go, I get really stressed at times, and I hold it and handle it really well. And I don't want to communicate with you because I don't want to be angry with you. And I go, I'm never angry with you, but I'm angry over the situation of life, of how things have happened, and wanting to be free and being in purgatory and handcuffed with different things. And just, you know, and he understood that. And we were able to talk about that stuff. It sucks. Like I knew he was a little older, but I thought he would be around for a long time. I really did. To really see this all the way through, but we'll pick up, and everything is in honor of him, man. It's going to be all right. Sweet Sugar Sugru in the house. What's up, Ryback? My top 10 rappers. You never know. Sweet Sugar Sugru is big on the list. The list of Sweet Sugar Sugru. What's up, Ryback? My top 10 rappers. Number one, Tupac. Number two, Notorious B.I.G. Tyler, I'm going to stop right there. I haven't even looked at the rest of the list yet. We very similar, Tyler. That you, as far as the things that you like and the things that you've mentioned. So this is, you're off to a very good start here. Three, Eminem, another great one. DMX, another great one. Five, Ice Cube, loved Ice Cube. Dr. Dre, number six. Dr. Dre, number seven. Is that Chris Cross? When I was a kid, it was, that has to be somebody different. KRS-One, eight, Rakim. Okay, you've lost me on the end here. Nine, okay, Snoop Dogg, you totally redeemed yourself, Tyler. And number 10, Tech N9ne. So out of that whole list of top 10, I'm with you on all of the only ones I don't know or not familiar with is KRS-One and Rakim off the top of my head, and Tech N9ne. But if I've heard the music, I might know it. I just don't know the names off the top of my head. Question here. What's stopping New Japan Pro Wrestling to enter the United States market? Well, if I'm not mistaken, I think they are doing some stuff here, right? Fred Rosser, I believe, is they're doing it. Don't they have a dojo in LA now? But I would imagine if they're not essentially, though, you're dealing with, I think the name New Japan Pro Wrestling, that's their, you know, that's their strength in being in Japan. United States, WWE, AEW, Impact Wrestling, Ring of Honor, you know, those are the names that most wrestling fans, but most people, WWE and some AEW are what they know, and even less Impact. But at least people are TNA or more kind of will be a little bit aware with that. You know, obviously, too, and there's different styles of pro wrestling, and, you know, there's certain things that work and over here that are just different, and I don't know. But you got to the one thing holding any company back is money, financially and revenue, and how much you're making and how big you're dealing with. You've got two monsters in the number one and number two spot right now. And monster number two has more money than monster number one, which is crazy to think about, but they haven't been around as long. So they're not quite, you know, but they're strong number two in the sense of, you know, and in their minds, I'm sure they're number one in many ways of things that they're doing in laying the groundwork for the future. So it's, but you've got WWE and AEW, and those are the two, and forever it was just WWE. So we're way better off. And then obviously now in some of the smaller ones, there's just more places to work for talent and for more things for people to watch. But yo, big guy Ryback, do you think Rey Mysterio versus Dominic at WrestleMania will happen? I hope it does. It'll be great. Yeah, no doubt. That's what I talked about just last show, and they just last night on SmackDown, I was able to catch a good part of SmackDown. That to me, I really hope that they're setting this up in the way that I think that it could be set up. Is Ray is torn. He last night, I think everyone thought he accepted it, which was kind of the way they did that when he says that he's going to kick his ass but I'm your father. I'm not going to. It took the wind out of the crowd, the sails a little bit there, which is perfect because you're working for the moment that it does. So what I hope is going to happen is I would imagine they have Raw next week. SmackDown's here in Vegas. I just saw that last night. I go, oh, hopefully Wade, I'll see Stu hopefully when he's out here and get him in trouble. Much like I got Dolph. Dolph Ziggler, by the way, hangs out with the big guy and Justin Roberts. Do you notice what happened after that? You guys don't think that this stuff plays, but Dolph don't give a rat's ass. I could promise you he got buried on Raw against Omos. Buried jokingly, like he's incapable of being buried. He's got one of the most successful, lengthiest WWE careers of all time now. And that's not a joke, not one of his jokes, that's for sure. But he got killed on TV, like not short match. And I saw it. I forgot. I was going to text him. I go, I don't want to even, you know. And I go, oh, that was definitely from hanging out and taking pictures with me out all night. So I don't know if Wade, if I go see Wade, I ain't going to take any pictures. I probably might not even talk about it, just so he doesn't, you don't want to get him any heat. Because he's, you know, Dolph is they know Dolph is, they know we're all friends. Anyways, I saw that they're going to be here, but what I'm hoping they're going to do with the Dominic stuff and Ray is something with the wife or family member. And I think with having Rhea there and everything, and I want to see Dominic shove his sister or his mom, something physical in a working way where Ray, he's clearly crossed the line now of not just disrespecting his father and family, but he's now put his hands on Ray's wife, his mother, or Ray's daughter, his sister, something where there's like some sort of family intervention. And I hope there's someone listening and they do this. And just that to me, because I think they have potentially, and I think this could be, end up being they have one of the best storylines in the heat that Dominic has. They have a lot of attention on themselves on this match, which a lot of matches have a lot of attention. I feel like this is why I'm really excited for WrestleMania. The stories have been, I just feel like the stories are a lot better than they've been for multiple things. There's always been a story or two. I just feel like, and I've talked about this, the more stories that are in place, it doesn't matter as complicated or as simple as they are, the better the product is overall, because it gives people things to choose about. And just some stories better than no story with a match. And I'm excited for it personally. And if you notice, like even on SmackDown last night when they did LA Knight and Xavier Woods, I've talked about this before. It's not always possible to always have some sort of story for every match for TV because there's just so much product, right? But the more there is, the better. And it's just something as simple as how do you explain LA Knight having a match with Xavier Woods? Little backstage interaction with Xavier Woods playing video games fits his character very well, right? With everything with the up, up, down, down, the whole and his whole video game deal. With that LA Knight being the cocky, arrogant heel that he is, saying blah, 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 this is the only way you could beat me up. Very simple story, but it was a way to build a match for TV for that. So at least there's some sort of reasoning and explanation why these two guys are just fighting, right? And at the very simplest, sometimes it's whenever there's not a story at the end of a day, then it comes down, it's a competition where the winners make more than the losers. And that should be the story that is always portrayed by the announcers. Unfortunately, they don't do that as much because in anything in fighting, it is the winners get paid a bigger winner's purse than the losers. But you can't just, that can't be the story all the time in pro wrestling. It doesn't work with it. So that's where there needs to be all these other stories in there as well to make things personal and to get people invested. And that Ray Dominic story is, I, uh, I really like it. Hello, hello. Good to see all of you guys. Give me one second. I got to update the comments here. There we go. Let's see here. We're having a little bit of a slowdown. Lesnar versus Omos will only be 5 minutes, LOL. I don't. One, that wouldn't shock me. And two, it would also, I apologize, guys, for the person spamming the chat. They've been shell-shocked out of here. I also wouldn't be shocked if it's longer. I don't know what's going to happen. You know, a Lesnar squash isn't out of the question. Also, it's not out of the question that Lesnar puts over Omos and goes away for a while, which would be huge for Omos's career to get a win over Brock. But I don't know the direction of everything and where everything is going. So that makes it even more exciting to tune in to see. Cody Rhodes versus Rollins had almost no build, but killed. So in the sense of when Cody came back, there was stories in place for that still. It just wasn't on TV. It was more of Seth wanted a match for WrestleMania. The story was Vince had a match for him. So it was essentially the mystery opponent storyline with that for the element of surprise, where that if you plug in the right person in that is known by the WWE universe, which Cody was, with that, and then his whole backstory of leaving and wanting to be a top guy. Seth has been one of the top guys. There's all these things in place. That is why that worked. That even if you as a fan don't go, what was the storyline? That storyline was painted in multiple ways on that. That match, a mystery opponent alone on that, is enough to make that match interesting. But when you take all those things I just mentioned into it, that is why that worked really well. And they worked in the ring well together and all that, and it all added to it with it. But that wasn't a cold match at all. There was storyline involved with that based off that. A cold match would be if there was just an unannounced match for WrestleMania with nothing going on, no beef, and it was just two people, just music played, and Michael Cole goes, guys, we have an added bonus match because they needed to fill 10 minutes. And just two people came out and had a match. That would be like just a cold match with no story. If nothing, there was nothing going on with just two random people, right? So. Yeah, Dominic and Rhea did get double airtime last night. They've been getting a lot of TV time, which is the key to the key to really, really being seen and to help become a bigger star is TV time. Maximize those minutes. Good to see all of you guys. Welcome, welcome. I could see, yeah, it was announced on SmackDown. It is what we thought it was going to be. Gunther versus Sheamus versus Drew McIntyre. That is going to be a hard-hitting, exciting matchup that I'm very, very much looking forward to for WrestleMania. Super chat. I don't know what's going on in here in the chat. There's something on YouTube. There's definitely a problem because they're saying there's two people in here, and we have more than two people. So I apologize. Any issues here on YouTube? I have a feeling there's some people up to no good, though. Tyler Sugar, meet and giant four-way tag match. Ryback and Andre versus Batista and Big Show versus John Cena and Great Khali versus Bobby Lashley and Omos. Which team is winning? Jesus, Tyler. Meet and giant four-way. One, putting this together, an absolute just atrocity. Tyler, this is going to take up the majority of the day of having to put this together, if not meeting weeks in advance. So let me look at the teams. So I'll tell you what, if Vince is booking this, Tyler, if Vince is booking this, I have Andre with me. Vince loved Andre. That may boss. Let me. I can't do it. I can't do a good Andre off the top of my head. I'd have to practice it. That was the worst Andre. Boss. Andre would. I would send Andre in after drinking massive amounts of wine together. And drunk Ryback would convince Andre to go politic for us to get the win with Vince. So I'm gonna say the chances of me and Andre are significantly enhanced because I have Andre with me, not because of me as much. The match we would win, but Tyler, I would be getting heat put on me the entire match, just getting beat up by everybody. Andre would make the hot tag eventually, and he would get the win for us. So it would be a win in the record books, but everybody would know I was the one holding us back a little bit. You never know what you're going to get here at the Ryback Show. Knock, knock, knock. Shell Shock. Good to see you. Thanks for playing. Scott, again, yeah, Brock has repeatedly told people he's finishing up. Scott, who are your sources? Who are the people that Brock told that he's finishing up? Or did you maybe hear that listening to somebody that's never wrestled a day in their life? That's what I think you gotta. Don't get too caught up in all that. Good to see all of you. Yeah, I'm aware, guys, of the people spamming the blank comments. They're blocked, and they'll get put in timeout over and over until they get tired of hanging around here. Unfortunately, I don't know how YouTube allows people to keep creating accounts past getting blocked, what they're able to use on that. I can't imagine having that much spare time where you just come every show to come do that. But this is the day and age that we live in with certain people and haters with all of it. Hello. Good to see all of you. Do you get royalties or cut of profits for getting featured or like this in a wrestling game like WWE 2K? Yeah, I don't get anything anymore since I walked out that they've cut me off. They continue to put all my movements and everything in the games for people to make me and not pay me. It's not right, any of this, by the way. I'll never stop fans from like their creative wrestler thing, and you know, a lot of people have remained popular on that end with it, but not everything going on. Their goal is to cut me off financially every way possible with all of this. So it's that's why, unfortunately, I'm not in anything and haven't been paid for many years outside of old stuff, which is pretty much now bottom of the barrel of you know, royalty checks have gone from six figures to nothing very quickly. Hello, good to see all of you. Welcome to the Ryback Show. We'll put them in another timeout. Thank you very much. Over millions of views on your chip eating video. Yeah, that the man eating chips is very popular. I'm thinking about doing man eating chips part two. That I do think it's getting close to time to doing man eating chips part two. I don't know what's going on with YouTube in here, because we clearly have the amount of people we always have in here for the live, but YouTube keeps telling me there's only. Oh, maybe that is. Hold on. Why is it telling me for Ryback TV there's no view? They're not counting Ryback TV viewers in here today. That's odd. That's usually the number. Sorry, just looking at stuff on my end. How did I come up with the Shell Shock finisher? Easy. When I was out during my injury with the Nexus and watching tape all the time, I was coming together with everything that I wanted Ryback to be from different names of moves and just trying to to really to come back who I wanted to be, who I was prior, outside of the Skip Sheffield, because that name was going to be ditched being out, which we needed to get rid of. And Brock Lesnar, it came from his, I was watching that Hell in a Cell, but Brock, I always remembered, used to do a Fisherman Buster, and then he never did it. He and Andy wasn't back, right? He wasn't there. He did it his first run in WWE. He would do a Fisherman Buster, and he did it to Undertaker. And I remember just thinking, like going, Taker's big, and I liked the way that he did it. And but I go, I could do that and make it my own, and it looked impressive enough. I go, if I run with it, it's different. The setup and the hold is slightly different than the Samoan drop. But I always loved the Samoan drop, like Tatanka. I think too, and a lot of people don't understand, there's a difference, like, psychology-wise, with a move where you stand still and drop and a move where you run and drop. The speed of the move increases the effectiveness of the move as well with it. And I'm quite explosive, so it makes it even more dangerous, which is why the shell shock is one of the most protected finishers in pro wrestling. Somebody's upset over that. But that's where I got it from with it. And then I eventually changed the setup because I was jacking up my neck with the guys picking them up and landing on my neck. And it just, because then I realized I had to wrestle the giants, and I always, with the bigger guys, you just duck down. But I go, I'm just going to pick everybody up the same way. The hook, the setup, and then just crouch down and lift them up that way so that it's the same exact way for everybody on that. And I love, man, I'll continue that. That will continue to be my finisher. Hello, hello. Good to see all of you guys. I appreciate all the love and support. Yes, yes. Can you eat a lot of carbs before a workout and then use the assault bike and lose weight? I mean, it depends on the amount of calories you're consuming per day. If you consume more calories and carbohydrates than are needed per day, that assault bike is still going to burn calories and increase your metabolism, but you may not lose weight. There's much more factored in. It matters how many rounds you're doing on it, how long, how your maximum intensity, calories, like I said, caloric intake for the day. That's a very open-ended question in many ways. Super chat, Jave, thank you very much. I remember in 2015, I got one of your Mattel figures for Christmas. It was my favorite until I broke it in a triple threat match versus Triple H and Kane. Thank you very much. Hell of a match to get broken in. I take it I didn't win that if I got broken. And how hard are you playing with your toys to break the big guy? Let's see here. Thank you very much, Scotty. Sandy, love you. Love you, big guy. You've done so well. Love you, Ryback. You've done so well since wrestling. Thank you very much, buddy. Ever want to hit a meat hook clothesline on a kid at Walmart, Kmart? Joking. Nope. Never once have ever thought about that. Guys, I don't know if you know this or not. In me and having some success or money, like, you don't put your hands on people unless there's no one around. Like, that is, and even then you don't put your hands on people, and unless it's in the appropriate setting. That's how you get yourself in legal trouble, and there's too many people looking for an easy way out in this world. I'm looking at your question here. Yeah, it looked like it was something that hurt when you attempted it to Mark Henry. Nope, that was me selling, buddy. That's just me being a really good professional wrestler. I'm sorry to tell you guys all of that stuff. If I was wrestling him and made it like that, that's, and he's working over my back or something during the match, and then I sell my back as I shell shock him, or just sell my back just for this sheer picking him up it shows that it took everything that I had. And if you ever notice the people's reaction with my reactions, it always fit. So that's just selling, man. Sweet Sugar Sugaroo, you should do man drinking chocolate milk. I've thought about that, Tyler, not the chocolate milk, but that's just a series of videos of just man doing things on YouTube and like no talking, nothing. Like, because the chips video, I just saw another clip of it the other day. I remember doing it, but I don't remember the things I do when I'm doing it because it's just on the fly. But I guess at one moment I looked at the back of the nutrition facts and like my eye, like I did like a look like, oh my God, like this, how much sodium or fat or carbs are in these, and then just go right back to eating. It's hilarious. But I go, I think I'm just going to do man eating things or whatever. And every video though, just once I'll look at the nutrition facts and be shocked at them, but it never stops him from finishing it. I go, that is something I may do a part two. And I say may, I probably am gonna, and see if we can get man eating or man doing things on YouTube to start trending a little more. Man drinking chocolate milk. Yep, it's like you said, Ryback, wrestlers are physical actors and the ring is your stage. 1,000% correct. It's nothing else. That's all that it is. It looks like WWE is setting up the fall of the bloodline. KO, Sammy versus Usos, Cody and KO and Sammy versus Usos and Cody versus Roman. Yeah, you never know. That's also, though, painting the perfect picture of getting people to think that. You never know what direction they're going to go. You may be hearing that the Uso music and the Tribal Chief, or they could have the Usos drop the titles, possibly. Roman retains, which could, you know, there's still, or they just keep them, everything in the group, which I think is, I wouldn't be shocked if they go that direction. I also won't be shocked if they do go the direction you just said with it. There's multiple ways that this can go. It just depends on what direction they're gonna take it. I appreciate all the thank you, Mike Smith, for the super chat. We're gonna go ahead though and shell shock you out of Rybackville. Homie just paid to get shell shocked out of Rybackville. Guys, you're more than welcome to leave super chats, but if you're gonna try to put hateful negative comments in there, fallacies, you're gonna get knock knock knock, shell shock every single time. Bro just paid money to get shell-shocked. Unbelievable. Some real weirdos out there. Tim T, welcome, 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 Tim T. Drinking a Zevia. It doesn't sound like you've had too many today. The doctor says I suffered from family genetics and bad habits is how that ended up for me, unfortunately. Oh, I'm 53. In March 2021, I had a heart attack, a triple bypass, a new heart valve, put in diabetes, one all on the same day. All on the same day. Have you ever had heart issues? I'm very sorry. The doctor says I suffered from family genetics and bad habits, and now that has ended up for, that's how it's ended up for me, unfortunately. I'm very sorry, buddy. And no, I've had all my heart tests done. It's been several years now. Everything came back flying colors, and a coronary artery calcium score of 0, which is extremely important on that. So, and as you know, I've always been obsessed with cardio and conditioning. And since I was a kid, I've eaten, even though I have had junk food and stuff, but I've always been in shape and eaten pretty damn clean. And like now, so more than ever, but always have been very health conscious, and that's been adjusted over the years and adding more plant-based foods in and more micronutrients and whatnot. But you know, family genetics is often that one. There are heart stuff like that can run in the family. That's all very real stuff with that. There's just things that we could do with our lifestyle that can help improve our chances. And even then, there's some family genetic stuff that stuff just happens, and you know, there's no overcoming. But I'm very sorry for that has happened. And, you know, it's, I've had different health issues though, as far as like from physically, from wrestling and whatnot. So it's, we've just got to go one day at a time and just try to do our best. Beats, headphones, or is it Bose? I've used both. I'm not big on, I've used both and paid for both. Great sound, good quality headphones. These, I've switched to the MPOW. Is it MPOW? And I've got red ones, I've got black ones. I've got probably 8 of them all around my house. The damn red ones, the foam thing comes off the top, and like, so the styrofoam is showing from the outside of the red, and I don't even like, all of them are like that because I sweat and take them to the gym, and it always, that comes off quick on those. But they last, the headphones last longer than the Beats. The Beats would always snap on me at some point, the plastic. Either that or like, and then the ear muffs would actually disintegrate from all the sweat and sauna use and all that. And where these do, but way slower, they last way longer. And but the sound might be a little different, but yeah, I think the sound quality is like it no difference. Like I'm like the type of person, man. Like I'm not a name brand person on things. I go for like, it's all the same. It's all the same material. Or sometimes people are paying that buy the Gucci stuff. I think the people that do that are foolish. And I just think like, I just don't get it. Do whatever you want to do. I've never been like, that's not been the reasoning behind my purchases on anything that I've like, not to, there's nothing wrong if you're doing it, if you just like something and you like the way it fits or looks. But even then I bet you could still find something by someone else for 1/1000th of the price on that. So James, thank you, Rosano. Hey, Ryback, when are we getting another fan mail vid? The only fan mail now is for people that send in the payment for it. And we're not doing free fan mail anymore now that doing appearances again. And I did that when I left, and then I was advised to stop doing that. That's not when you're doing signings and things, you don't want to be. I did it free for like 6 years. So if you missed out on it, I'm sorry. But I signed thousands upon thousands of fan mail for free all around the world for people. And now that I'll be at WrestleCon in LA, and I was in Baltimore last month and with that. But so no more fan mail stuff on that. Michael Santanilo, thank you for the super chat. Cherries or oranges, or cherries or peach? Is that a sexual question, or is it just fruit wise? I've got cherries in my refrigerator. Hello, good to see all of you guys. I'm looking at your questions here. Do you eat hash browns or stick with regular steamed potatoes? I don't eat potatoes a lot or hash browns a lot. If I'm going to go, I'm going to go with steamed potatoes. So if I am going to have that on a carb day. If I give you a $500 super chat, will you watch Cody versus Roman live for WrestleMania? So I would have to then, if I would do a match, I could get less about $500, buddy, on that. If you want to give me $500, I'm not going to say no. Would I do Cody versus Roman? You got to explain to me, how do I do the watch along? Do I just keep it silent and put it on, like, say I'm going to do it here. I have my tablet that has the Peacock, and I have WWE on it here. And I could literally watch the show and do commentary for the match. Is that how that's done? Is there anything I'm missing on that? I've never done the live watch-alongs or anything. Because sound-wise, you can't have the sound on, because the sound will get picked up by YouTube and get flagged and then that whole deal. But if I have it on silent, on mute, I could watch it and do commentary. Is that what you're asking for? Brother, if you want to give me $500 for me to do that, Yeah, sure. I'll tell you that because I'm watching it anyways. So I would be very foolish to I would be very foolish to say no to that. Does anybody else want to give me $500 for anything as simple as that? That literally just goes right into the Feed Me More business account. Literally, boom, right into that. Oh, maybe I'll take 100 for a quick massage. Sweet Sugar Sugru. Ryback, you should do a feeding time with Sophie and little guy eating puppuccinos. Puppuccinos. I bet that'll bring in thousands of subscribers. Ha ha. Unfortunately, Tyler, there's nothing that can get the videos to go until YouTube lets my videos just be seen normal. They've got restrictions all over the channel right now. Like, this is a very, very severe thing we're facing, and then they've transferred it over to the legal department because, like, I go, I want to talk to somebody. You guys, I don't understand. This isn't complicated. I'm telling you, I want to speak to a human in person about my account, and I want some things. I want to go over some very specific things. They don't want this to happen because they know those specific things are things that they're doing that are illegal, that are wrong, and that if that was made public or recorded, like, that's going to look very bad for them. And I've just made it very clear that I am not stopping. I go, I will not let up. I go, you guys are going to be in a lot of trouble when I get back to TV and I just go on Rogan and somebody and just really start talking about this stuff. And every interview that I do on TV, I'm going to bring this stuff up from the last 7 years and how I overcame it. So I think you guys would be better off being my friend and just helping me, let me be seen and making the situation right rather than continuing it, because I'm coming back. And they're going to, I go, you guys keep it up. You keep it up. I go, you guys try to delete my account. Try it. That's going to create such a backlash because everybody knows I've done nothing wrong on this. So you guys are going to go ahead. I dare you to do it, YouTube. I dare you. Make my life even easier, because it is, you guys are playing with fire and you're going to get caught on multiple things. So I have no love for these companies, and it is these people that are horrible human beings, but they're going to get what they deserve in due time. People, yeah, oh, that was sexual, the thing. Yeah, I take both cherries and the peach. Both the cherries and the peach. Someone says, if you use a finisher that a wrestler used originally or before someone else adopts it, do you need clearance from the wrestler who used it originally? No, it depends on the situation. And there's a certain respect level. If it's like a retired wrestler or somebody and they're done and it's known that they're done, that's a little different. Now, the talent is, in this day and age, is always, I think that's a nice step to do. Is to contact. I think it's always nice to ask. I don't see it ever being an issue with that. It's like me when Vince told me he wanted me in the singlet. I didn't want to just wear a black singlet. And I go, I want to do airbrush. And Rob had been in WWE quite a long time. And I wanted to make sure if he wasn't coming back, or I didn't want it. I knew I was going to have a different look than he had, but there's still going to be an airbrush singlet. Right. And so I just reached out and contacted him and asked if he had any intentions or coming back to WWE or had any issues, because I just think it's a level of respect. And he had no problem. In fact, I think gave me his airbrush artist. He was the one that I think got that hooked up, or that guy. He was like just so cool about it with it. But I just look at it as, like, I think that's what there should be, a level of respect from people in the business that unfortunately isn't always there with amongst all talents. And whatnot. You'll have people try to steal the same move on the same show, like with things. And you just, like, what are you doing? Now there's only so many wrestling moves and there's signature things and whatnot. But like just, I don't know. I just think on certain things, it's always good to at least communicate to some degree. But on that too, like a guy being gone and, you know, that's, and not coming back, and if they're done wrestling for good, you know, that it's, but it's still, I think all talent would respect if somebody called and asked or texted or shot a DM or something, you know, and just said, "Hey, what? I'm just curious what your thoughts are on this." Or I don't see anybody ever going like, "No, you're not gonna," because everyone understands what the business is, and time everything moves on, and it's a flattering thing as well. A dirt sheet wrote that you personally asked RVD to wear the tights from the designer he had. Is this true? That's what I'm saying. If the guy, because the guy's name was Joe Holland, I can't remember if I messaged Rob first or if I had already contacted. I don't know how I would have got Joe, the guy that did my original first few singlets, and then I got my own person with that. And I've talked about that. I don't know how I would have met Joe, but I didn't know Rob either. So I got to go back and look, and maybe in the past I talked about it. Maybe I met Joe first somewhere on it, and Joe, I reached out, maybe I found Joe's info, like who RVD airbrush, and somehow Joe's info came up online and I got in contact with him. And from him, I got Rob's information to ask Rob for his approval. That very well could have been the way that happened with that. But I don't know if that's like, that would be that's probably how it happened, looking back and thinking, because I didn't know Rob or wouldn't have had Rob's contact info, and I didn't have social media, my accounts to even, and outside of Twitter that I barely even used, like not nowhere near like I am now. And I don't even know if Rob was on Twitter. I doubt that, like at the time. So probably that is true. That's true because I've probably talked about it in that exact scenario many years ago with that, but not to wear RVD's actual tights. I hope that's not what it was implying. Yeah, Rob. Ryback. You may remember you skipped Sheffield. Yeah. I was just curious. I've got your airbrush guy, but I was just, I was just kind of like wondering, like, you got any extra singlets lying around that you've used? I was just thinking maybe of wearing yours. Is that cool? Totally cool. Awesome, bro. All right. Yeah. 420 on me next time. Okay. Bye. That's how that went. And then I just started wearing Rob's old singlets that he never really wore. Let's see. Were you scared when that fan got in the ring during your match, or would you had shell shocked him? So one, I never would have ever. That would not have been the go to move of choice. I don't even. That was, you're talking about the fan jumping in the ring during Miz, who I think wanted to feed me more. He had a sandwich, I think, for me. Was the legit had a sandwich or some sort of food item. I didn't even know what happened. I was so zoned out, and didn't even. I'd have to go back and even watch. I don't even know if I ever even saw him go in the ring. And they told me somebody after, as I got back there, I go, what? And they went back and showed me a replay or something in Gorilla, if I'm not mistaken. So I was so zoned out. I don't know if it was when I was getting ready for the meat hook or something. And I'm like, just not even just looking right at Miz and in the zone. I don't recall ever like seeing that me being that and that happening, but I know that happened in that match versus Miz. WWE security guards are not people to mess around with. Those people are, and I know that there was the one with Rollins, and that was, but the people that were there when I was there, those, they had some legit killers around the ring that you may not look at and think that, oh, that guy's gonna mess me up, but that guy got shut down quick. He was in and out very, very quickly. Scott, I believe, was the guy that took care of him that night. Great, great, great security guy that was always very kind to me. Hello, welcome to the Ryback Show. I'm looking at your questions here. ACW Online says, so it was true. Yeah, if it was that story, I'm not familiar with what was posted, but if it was true, it was because I've said it in the past. And they're just taking something I've done and talking about it and put it in an article. Let me see here. Looking at your questions. I will be at WrestleCon in LA this year, guys. All 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, March 31st, April 1st, and 2nd. 9 to 5 on Friday. 9 to 2 Saturday and Sunday. Boogeyman, I believe, is going to be right next to me or next door. Table next door or at the same table with that, with the people that have brought us out. And I'm looking forward to it. I think we're gonna have a good time out there. I've actually got to book my deal here for this for that weekend. Let's see. I added Rybacksel in WWE 2K16, and I'm in a tag team with Wade Barrett. Hope I spelled that right. Very cool. Thank you. I appreciate all the love and support. We're going to go ahead and shell shock you out here. I appreciate the suggestion, though. The weakest submission in wrestling. I don't know what the weakest submission in wrestling is. I'm going to do, I know that I will be have multiple submissions that I've had and I've done on the indies from time to time, but the Ryback crack, it will be the Steiner recliner. The Ryback crack is what I call it. Just humbling opponents left and right. The IG live has just ended with that. Anyone over there, swing on over to Ryback TV to be a part of the show. I'm happy, Jay Tony, you participated in some Olympic events in Chicago. And you didn't win, but you had a great time. Man, that's awesome. That's what, just go and do the best that you can. And winning and losing is just something that humans, we've kind of made up. Like, it is with rules that we've made up, and for things like that, stuff doesn't exist when in the afterlife. Like, we just have a bunch of rules that we do for things. Just do things, enjoy life. Don't worry what the naysayers or negative-minded people or people obsessed with just talking about everything other than focusing on themselves. And we can live quality, amazing lives. I watched on IG yesterday a UFC fighter legit use the walls of Jericho to submit an opponent. That's awesome. No, the pro wrestling moves, if you can pull one off, you're strong enough to get a guy, can legit end people and you know, power bombs. Have you seen that in UFC with guys? I've seen a guy deadweight power bomb a guy and knock him out. That's to me, is that's as pro wrestling as it gets, in that it's just a matter of who the person is and what situation they're in the octagon with that. But there's a lot of that stuff. This stuff in pro wrestling is all that if you do it properly or were to apply significant pressure, you know, but at the same time too, it would also be a lot more difficult to get on a lot of pro wrestling things in an actual real fight situation. How difficult is it for a wrestler to transition to MMA or vice versa? And I've done that training, did it for years. And I don't think it depends on the individual. It depends on their background, their mindset, their reasoning for doing it. Some people just are way more talented naturally than others. And everyone has their strengths, and depends on who your coaches are. And, you know, it's such an individual question with it. That it would vary depending on the individual. With the guy that I trained with and did my boxing before I stopped with all the shoulder stuff with the stem cells, who trained, who's amazing, Ramon Montano. And he trained with Floyd Mayweather as part of his money team for many years. And he worked with a lot of different UFC guys as well. And he would routinely tell me, because we did a lot of boxing stuff there for a few years. And he would routinely tell me, he just goes, your boxing is so much better than some of these. And he listed some former champions in the UFC that he worked with And he just goes, because he goes, but he goes, a lot of guys would be like just amazing at jiu-jitsu or wrestling or Muay Thai, but they're boxing. He was saying specifically for boxing, they just didn't have that skill. And a lot of the things they'd learned worked against it. And so everyone has just different starting points with things, and then the others and different strengths and whatnot. So, you know, look at Punk. That was not. Well, never hate on ever going and doing and trying it, and you know, but it was something that genetically and just not in his DNA on that. But he went further than a lot of people that he at least gave it a shot with it, right? So you got to respect that. Also, it would have been nice if somebody just told him not to do that. Like, hey, Phil, I get that you want to do this, but so maybe just stick to pro wrestling. Good to see all of you. Thank you for the love and support. Grim Reaper, thank you for the super chat. Found a documentary on Hulu. IDs. What is it? IDs. Oh. Jared from Subway. Oh, it's on Hulu. I saw that a couple weeks ago. Somebody or a week ago, it was trending, and I saw that, and I think I even looked on Netflix to see if there was a thing, and nothing. I go, so it's on Hulu. That's good to know. Jared from Subway's Catching a Monster. Like you, I didn't know what really happened. It was really hard to watch. I'd have to watch it to know everything. Because I don't know outside of just some little clip thing that I saw and what I'd heard, whatever, prior to when it all happened, and just being like, whoa, it's wild, all of it. I mean, Subway is totally, so I even saw there was someone that said, like, he's still on some Subway, old Subway location still open. They've never taken him off, like, the menu or something. I go, that's wild that has gone that long. I'm sure with this day and age, people recording it, that franchise location will get a warning to, like, hey, from Subway, like, you guys got it. Let's get this updated with that. It's that's a wild, wild deal, man, with all of it. That he was, I'd heard too, like, with the, he was married and then and just having the time of his life on the road and paying all this money for different, I guess, escorts or whatnot. I don't know. Let's see here. Thank you very much. I'd love to see you at Wrestle. Is it WrestleCon? Would you sign whatever shirt I wear at the time? Absolutely, buddy. If you're out there, definitely come by. The best workout routine is the one that you stick with and are consistent with. Very open-ended question on that. But workout routine that involves weightlifting, muscle building, and which will help increase fat loss over time and increasing your metabolism, and with some sort of cardiovascular activity as well, on top of what other physical activities throughout the week that you participate in or enjoy, is the best workout program, in my opinion. Yeah, thank you, Scotty, saying glad you won your name. You deserve it. And it cost a lot of money, a lot of time and energy, but it will present me with very valuable opportunities for the future, having everything, owning everything, and not being destroyed like they wanted. So they failed. I won. Now I've just got to get the social media fixed, and we are going to be off to the races with it. It's And that's that. Super chat. Thank you, Tyler. Ryback, have you ever been to Hell's Kitchen? I have not, but I've heard of it. I have heard of it. It's owned by Gordon Ramsay. He's got a few restaurants out here in, out in Vegas. I've seen Ember Moon in Hell's Kitchen before with that. Okay. I've never been. I think now that I'm eating different foods on the channel here that, that is a possibility. I'll have to see what's on their menu and go into feast mode on it for a feeding time, which for all of you, we do have a new feeding time video up. It went out yesterday. I may be putting it up Friday at night seeing if this one somehow does okay. They have really, if you watched the last couple or few feeding times, they don't even have 6,000 views. I used to get 6,000 views the first hour, by the way, when this channel didn't had a fifth of the subscribers that I have now. So you tell me that's not letting it fall into the algorithm of my followers with it. There's a real problem going on here. So some people go, oh, it was the vegan videos. It wasn't the vegan videos with it. My vegan videos still performed way better than these recent ones. I go, you can't explain this. And my followers keep going up, subscribers, but yet nobody's seeing my videos. I go, hey, there's something. I go, I'm pretty sure what's going on with our legal talks here that you guys have now decided, okay, we're just going to crank his channel up further on the restrictions. So. Nope, that doesn't. None of that stuff. I've done all the crazy stuff, and the views are being affected regardless of what I do. I will not get the views that I should get, and I will not put 10,000 calories in my body and sacrifice my health for views. I'm sorry, buddy. You go watch other people for that. I ain't playing that game. Allegedly, The Rock has a 10,000 calorie cheat day. Yeah, I don't see him doing that all the time. That would be very unhealthy to do that all the time. Looking at your questions here. I hear there's a 10% cut for the big guy from Hunter Biden. Yeah. How funny is that? That's what his family nickname is. Unfortunately for him, I have it trademarked. So I am the only big guy. I just, that to me is just a hilarious name that the family calls him. I'm not aware of anything ACW online. I don't know what was it about saying there was a video on me from somebody. I saw that was the guy on Rogan's thing before. I stay away from a lot of those guys because I've seen a few others have done just hit pieces, and I just find it absolutely hilarious. And one, because I've always been honest about being on TRT since 28. With that HRT and all in the normal range and monitored by board certified physician. And like, it's wild. Like it's, but I don't know what his deal, all those people though, essentially just do is they just do videos and they do call out. I know a lot of those other people that are full of it and BS, but they just essentially create hate and drama for other people for money with it. And they're very obsessive on a lot of things. So I found, and so I try to, because there's a handful of them that are out there and they've never once ever contacted or any of the things like, and I go, it's just because they're typically cowards, these people. And they can't make up stuff when I've like got years of documentation of like the same thing. Hello. I appreciate that, saying I'm cool. Thank you very much. Yeah, I've not seen it ACW, nor will I. I don't even care to things like that. I don't even. I would hope they plugged my Feed Me More Nutrition line. A lot of those times, if people do that, they don't actually plug. A lot of times I see people that do negative pieces. They'll do something and then they'll go, yeah, he's currently just doing food reviews on YouTube. I go, oh, is that all I'm doing? Okay. But that's the picture they want to paint. Like, I go, do you think maybe that ties into me with my marketing and Feed Me More Nutrition on my supplement company that I own with over 13 supplements and a full merch fulfillment as well? Maybe mention the podcast that's going on 7 years. No? Okay. Yeah, I just eat chips on YouTube. Whenever you see that, you know right away what that kind of place, what they stand for, that person. Oh, that's good ACW then. But I'm not. I still haven't seen it, nor will I watch it. Thank you very much, Scotty, saying about wrestling. Great colleague. Yeah, he's a very large individual, no doubt. No doubt. Thank you very much. But with that, guys, today, we're going to end up wrapping up today's show. I've got to do a lot of work on my shoulder. I got to go get my shoulder scar tissue. Saturdays are always a lot of work on the shoulder here with everything. And my day off of the gym completely with that. So, and getting this better and better each and every week. Thank you, guys. As always, thank you for all the super chats. Please check out my Feed Me More Nutrition. We got all the discounts in there on the description on YouTube here or on the audio in the description of that as well. And I'll paste it in the comments too for you guys. Got all the Ryback merch, everything, discount codes, the buy one, get one free codes in there as well. Everything available on feedmemore.com. Let's have a great, great Saturday. We'll be back for a Sunday edition as well as I got to actually take that back because if I can do the feeding times on Friday, I'll be trying to do the show Monday through Friday, I think, which was kind of one of my goals. I'll have to wait and see. But right now, either possibly tomorrow, if not Monday, or vice versa, if not both, we'll see. I got to see how tomorrow's going to shape up, ending up looking. So thank you guys for all the love and support as always. And until next time, my friends, stay hungry, feed me more.
Hey Rybackers, don't forget to hit that like button, smash that subscribe, and shell shock those notifications for the best supplements on the planet with Feed Me More Nutrition and all the latest cool new Ryback merch. Visit feedmemore.com.